Blog Talk Radio.
Much going on here. How are you guys? This is Wardell Parfian for Solar Records Radio on this Throwback Thursday. And I want to have a good time with you guys. I hope that all is good for you guys. I have multiple things happening here. I'm going live here on YouTube as well as live here on Blog Talk Radio. So we're multitasking, right? And so but anyway, I hope you guys are good. Hope everything's well for you guys. Whoa, look at these glasses. Man. And I hope you guys are being blessed and all is well. We want to just have a great time with you and go down memory lane together And so that song you just heard, a friend of mine by the name of Troy Jeter sent that to me. I hope you can hear me. A friend of mine by the name of Troy Jeter sent that to me. Greg, let me know if that's cool. Sent that to me, and I was like, oh, man, that's, we did that on, we produced that on Rocky Robbins. And so I said, I'm going to start the show off with that. And that was yesterday when he sent that to me. So thank you, Troy, for sending that to me. Listen, guys, we're going to go back down the road here, way down the road, okay? So kick back and relax and enjoy the show. Much love to everybody around the globe. I hope you guys are doing well and God keeping you and you're safe and, you know, and in a good place. And we're still always praying for each other. Remember to keep praying for my brother Greg as he is getting better. But it's a roller coaster ride, right? You go, and then, but it's up and down. So we want to, you know, keep praying that, you know, he's stable and he's good and he's all the way back. So that's the keep Greg in our prayers. So, guys, y'all ready to go back down memory lane with me? I'm taking you back there. It's old school in the house, all right? So here we go, a little bit of our brother Larry Graham, old school style. Much love. God bless all you guys. Let's get rolling. Don.
Sure. card. I am Manuel. They call me the Wiccan. I am not one of you. I would like to make you one of us. All you have to do is just listen to my womb. Then you will know why they call me Manuel.
Oh, I miss you, baby.
Miss you, miss you,
oh, Lord.
You can look at my eyes and see that a great big man like me has been
crying
my soul and heart out to you.
Take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd get you a ring and see how you was doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still looking good. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me. I've been really meaning to kind of get to talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to do. Guess what?
It ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you
Lord,
in.
I cannot go on without you.
I even went out and got a gig. Oh, forgot you're not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but. lot of things that just seem not to go right. Don't want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship. But now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up to you a little bit. Enough about you and me. How's my little son? Do you ever ask about me?
I know you found somebody
bit.
New. And I just don't know what to do.
Does he still like to go down by the supermarket? If I could just, if I could just see you, can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. I swear I miss you. You done heard it 10 times or more, but I swear I done changed. I swear I done changed.
I miss you so much. And so, you know, I mean, when I listen to these songs, right, and they're so, like, sad, it's like, you know, and sometimes we don't realize the love that's in front of us. We don't realize who it is that's right there. We have these, sometimes we make mistakes, our eyes wander, and we start thinking and doing things we shouldn't be doing. And then we come back and apologize and say, I'm so sorry, you know. And I really realized at the end of the day that you were everything. And I got to tell you guys that everybody, I mean, none of us are perfect and we all make mistakes, right? But do you... If someone's cheated on you, I mean, truly up to the individual to make that decision, is it worth it? Because some people can forgive and move on, and some people can forgive but not move on. And we shouldn't judge because everybody's entitled to their feelings, right? And so when you hear these pleading songs like this, it's heart-wrenching, but at the same time, I don't care how much money you got. I don't care that I can't trust you if that's my bottom line. And so if I can't trust you, what do we have, right? What do we have if there's no trust? And the sad part about it is that sometimes that's a lesson that we have to learn when we make that mistake. That's why if something like that is coming up and you're starting to have these confusing feelings, you better think about it. Because at the end of the day, if you make the wrong decision, you have to live with it. We all have to. Even the person that hurt, they got to live with that decision that you made. God, so crazy, right? But, you know, I hear all these crying and begging songs, and I'm sorry, please forgive me. Can we do this? I love you more than anything. And it's like we just wanted you to think about that when you were thinking about that other person. Not after the fact, not after you got busted, right? Think about it when you know. And so for my friends that may be contemplating this new relationship or this new excitement that this new person gives you, don't let that fool you. It's just something different. Does it make it better? But it makes you feel, oh, this could be oh my goodness, I feel excited. I feel motivated. I said, yes, that's, you're supposed to. It's something different and new. But the problem with that is that if you're with someone, you can't follow that through. You have to do everything to get away from that feeling, because that feeling can destroy you. And so you, I say, pay attention. We all have to pay attention, right? So, but anyway, all right, so let me get back here to the music. I love old school because the songs tell stories. I love the stories that we get out of the old school thing. And so, but I want to lift it up a little bit. Can we lift it up just a little bit here on Solar Records Radio? Okay. Let's lift it up.
get stuck. Believe it or not, here comes a brother with glow. A snuggling, bubbling, overweight, loving, hugging pro. So what's it gonna be? Me or the TV? Let me take time to set your mind and your body free. So why don't you just stretch, 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 floor attack. Lay while the problem's like a cop, quick rack. Shake me, baby, baby, bake me. No need to fake, here I am, come on and take me. Wind your body, baby, move your body. I see your slip sliding, come on and do it, hottie. I'm not quite sure as to what is going down, but I'm feeling hunky-dory about this thing that I just found. The kiss of Susie Q, you drop the bomb on me. Stretch it, flex it, flex it. Give me the permission, okie dokie, I bless it. Bless it like Buddha, Buddha as a blessed. We can lay down at the love and put your head on my neck.
We going to do now that we found that, right? I mean, just think about it. That feeling, remember that feeling I was just talking about? That feeling of that person, hopefully it's the one that you end up being with for the rest of your life, that you've got this thing that's happened. You have no idea what's going on. That's when that feeling really matters, because you are not in another relationship. You are seeking and hoping that someday you will find that special one who's going to love you to the end of time. I mean, it's amazing to be able to grow old with someone. You guys know each other's, all your issues and everything. And you know what? You know what you got to deal with that person. And it is just, as a matter of fact, it become an easy road for you, because you already know what you got to deal with, right? And so, but let's get back to that feeling. That feeling is so amazing. It's such a driving force. It's almost like we have no control. Like, I remember I was chasing, like, I could not stop, like wanting to talk to that person when I was away from her. And I kept calling her. And then I would get off the phone. All right, have a good night. Talk to you tomorrow. Such, such, and put the phone down. That desire was so powerful. It's like, what's come over me? Like, what's wrong with me? Why do I have this drive for this person? It's a beautiful and amazing gift when we get that feeling. It's amazing. Music, and it is a blessing because it's a teaching teaching moment when I hear this music. It also takes me back down memory lane, and it reminds me of the time when I was just a young man, and man, I was chasing. I was looking to go to a party and meet the girl of my life. And I remember my friends, and maybe some of you guys may have done this too. We had, you know, our afros, and we had tailor-made clothes on, and we had our clothes designed the same. My best friend, Tony Freeman, and I would dress the same, and we would go out to, I forgot what we called them, but they were, I forgot what the name was, but they were like parties, and we would go out to these old school parties and just have a great time and meet the girls. And I remember one time, you know, Tony met this girl, and I thought she was gorgeous. And so Tony didn't. And so Tony put me on the phone with her, and I started talking to her. I was so excited to be talking to her, right? She was cute. She was from uptown and just, you know, very classy, beautiful girl. And I was thinking, wow, this is awesome. And I remember talking to her every night. And so one or a couple nights, her cousin would be there. And so her cousin, a female, would get on the phone. And so she started talking to Lucy. And Lucy would get on the phone, and we all talking and having a good time. And before you know it, the cousin was gone, and Lucy was, and I were the one talking. And we kept talking. And before you know it, boom, I wanted to see Lucy. And so Lucy and I got caught. And I think I was only like about 15 or 16. Yes, 16. Yeah, about 16, because I had a car. Yeah. I was 16. I was driving my little... what do you call those cars? Volkswagen. It was a little black bug, and it was all fixed up because my dad had a gas station, and people would, you know, come there and get their cars repaired, and sometimes it cost too much for them, and they'd just say, oh, just keep it. I don't want it. And so, and then we would just, you know, send it to the junkyard or whatever. But in this particular case, it was such a fancy, good-looking car. I was like, I want it. And so they fixed it up for me, put another engine in it, and I was driving it all around. It was beautiful. I had the big Mickey Thompson tires. You ladies probably don't know, but the guys know, had the big Mickey Thompson tires on it, and it was beautiful. It looked like a German helmet. My friends would say, that's a German helmet you was driving around in. It was black. And it was just beautiful. And so I remember driving over to see Lucy, and Churchill something. Her dad was a preacher like my dad, and their church was on their land. So where they lived, their house was, maybe their house was on the church land, because I think the house belonged to the church. And so they lived there, and it was just beautiful. I remember loving it. And I remember falling in love with Lucy with those pretty eyes. And I thought, wow, this is it for me. I'm good for life. 16 years old. And, you know, I remember we broke up because I was cheating. I was 16, and I thought Lucy was everything. After 2 years, I got wandering eyes, you know, and not even 2 years, after 1 year, got wandering eyes, started seeing other girls. And so I, you know, so those people that I talked about earlier, I was one of them, and ended up, you know, losing Lucy, and, just moving on with my life. But those wondering eyes can get you in a lot of trouble. Lord have mercy. Anyway, so guys, it is Throwback Thursday. We got about another in the show. Don Fleming should be coming in soon. And I'm just grateful that we get to spend this time together, go down memory lane together and stuff. Thank you for tuning in. Go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I'm going to be doing interviews. That's why I'm doing it right now. And if you don't know, for the ones on Blog Talk Radio, I'm also on YouTube live, And I'm just trying to prepare for doing my interviews where half of the screen will be me and the other half will be whoever I'm interviewing, whatever group it is, or, you know, the solo artist or whoever it may be. And so we're getting ready for that. So if you want to see these interviews and stuff, please subscribe to the channel. It's YouTube, my Wardell Potts Jr. on YouTube. And you could also shop there at my store. Click on that. And if you want to buy something from Solar Records Radio, you buy some of my music. My audio book just came out. I have a lot of stuff going on, I realize. A lot. So I got my single came out 10 days ago. And now my audio book part two or chapter two just came out yesterday. So there's a lot going on. And so if you go to my website, the website could help you with the audio books. But if you want just to hear the single or the music and stuff, you could just any of the download places, Apple Music, all that stuff, Wardell Potts Jr. And the name of my song is called Buckle Up. And let me see if somebody's trying to tell me something about my microphone. Oh, it's good. Thank you, Greg. And so, yeah, so go and check that out. But you can also go to my website and just look around, see all our friends and stuff and what we do here, Solar. And we're going ready to go to California. Next week it's going to be kind of a weird thing because the time is going to be so different. And I'm going to try to do some live shows because I'm going to be with, you know, the Silvers and, you know, some of the Dynasty people. I mean, just different people, all the writers and stuff from Silver Spoon, the people that wrote all those hits from Solar back in 1978 to 1985. And so, yeah, we're all going to be hanging out. And then I also invited some other guests to come. The drummer, Stevie Wonder's drummer, played on all those big hits. Oh, my God. I just love him. And so he's going to come over and hang out with us. And we're just going to have a good time. And so look forward to it and seeing my friends. We haven't seen each other, I think, in about almost 2 years, a year and a half, something like that. So it's time to get back together. Try to do it every year. So, but anyway, all right, guys. So I hope you're enjoying this music. And let's see, put the glasses back on so I can see. We're going to take you back down the road here as we're going down memory lane together. And I'm just having a good time here on Solar Records Radio. That's all I'm doing. I'm just trying to do the right thing. There's a couple different things I want to play you, but I got to stay in that zone of old school. It's just so good to me. So I want to hear from Brenda and the Tabulation.
Bye.
Use a different microphone, as I was told. So, guys, that was my song, Keep On Loving Me. And that was very interesting. I played all the instruments except for that thing. That was Leon Silvers playing that little plucking part. And what a beautiful opportunity that was for me to get my first song on the Whispers that I wrote, and at the same time get to play all the instruments on the song, and it became a single. So, you know, you just never know. And it all started from Leon Silver's, you know, well, it started from me, because I said, I want to write. And he said, get a keyboard and start writing. I was like, get a keyboard and start writing? That was like the strangest response for me, because I was like, what does that mean? You know, I'm the drummer here, and, you know, we were roommates. And I was like, dude, so get a keyboard and just start writing, like, because I want to. I have to learn how to write. So, but what really happened is that I was able to learn structure. I didn't know that I was learning structure. It was just something that happened simultaneously as I was recording all these records back to back to back to back, all these songs with Leon. And so then I learned the formula, right? Without even knowing that I learned the formula. But when I started writing, I knew that I needed a change right there. And I knew that I needed to go back to the chorus right there. And then I knew I needed to go back to the verse right there. So I learned structure without even knowing it. So most of my songs are based on the structure that I learned from Leon Silvers. And so that was something that I learned in the process. And so as far as everything else, I had to figure out like chords and all that kind of stuff. And I play triads. Triad chords are three different notes simultaneously, right? It's called triad. And so those are the baby chords, because I was a baby. I was a baby writer. So I played the simplest things. And so that's how I build my songs. Like if you hear that song, Keep On Loving Me, simple. Triads. I'm just playing three notes at the time. So if you break it down, it's the easiest song, because I was a baby. I didn't know. I wasn't able to play that. And most of the time, when I played something, it would be the idea, and then other people would come in and replace, you know, do their version of what I was coming up with and sound way better. I was like, woo, woo, woo. So when Leon said, let's just go down and record it downstairs from the studio, the writing studio, I was like, really? Okay. I thought, you know, maybe somebody else was going to come in and play the parts that I was playing, but it was just him and I. So I played all the parts. So what a blessing, right? And so I was just thinking, I want you guys to, if you get a chance, go get my audiobook, because you'll understand. I talk about this stuff in depth. And if there's somebody that you know, a young person that you know that is trying to or considering, you know, being a musician, a professional musician, or, you know, just somebody is trying to do something, but specifically a musician, you should get my book, because it's just really to inspire young musicians to follow their dreams and to see it through, because you never know what's going to happen. Look, I got golden platinum and double platinum and quadruple platinum records on my walls. I even knew what that was. I had no idea. You know, I just followed my dream. I just did what I thought I should do, or what God put inside of me. That was that thing, that driving force that we talked about earlier in relationships. And I followed that force. That force drove me. There are other forces as well, but you have to know the difference. You know, there are forces that will take you down a path you don't want to go down. And I had those forces come to me, but I ignored them because I was scared. I was afraid of what my parents made, and I didn't want to be punished by them.
So they did me right by setting that fear in me, because the fear that they set in me protected me from things that really could have destroyed me as a young man. You know, and so, but anyway, I really would encourage you to go to solarrecordsradio.com and get the audio book. I have chapter 1 and chapter 2 out there. And chapter 3 is the final chapter in terms of my music career. That's the chapter. But that chapter 3 is a faith chapter. It's about how God blessed me in a storm, and it's my story, and it's a true story, how people tried to hurt me and destroy me because they were jealous of me, but God carried me through. So from the beginning, when I was a child, and my parents taught me about God, and that lesson about God when I was a child blessed me as a grown man and may have protected me. And it carried me all the way through. So, I'm just saying, it's important that we spend time with our kids. It's important that we spend time with kids, period, even if they're not your kids. It's important to bless them with your wisdom and help to direct them where they need to go, because they're going to be the future, and we want our future to be bright. We want their future to be bright. We want to be able to, at the end of the day, say thank you to those young kids that really took your advice and did the right thing and became doctors, lawyers, or Indian chiefs, or whatever they became, and really was able to bless you, you know, police chiefs or whatever they became, you know, and to know that you had some influence in that, that's just so rewarding. So, old school. Back to old school. I know I talk a lot. I'm sorry, but I just love old school, right? So, let's get going here on Soul Records Radio. Thank you guys again for tuning out and hanging out with us on Throwback Thursday. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records, which our company is named after. Soul Records Radio, Soul Records, the record company. So come hang out with us. It's going to be 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's the time we start. And so basically, this is summertime. A lot of people busy. The groups are traveling all over. Everybody's gone everywhere. So interviews are not so we're getting ready for those interviews by the time that they get burned out. Not burned out, but, you know, at the summer gigs and stuff, they're going to come back and they're going to come in and talk to you guys and talk to us and just kind of share, you know, their legacies with us. All right. So here we go on Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much. We love you and God bless you. Old school in the house.
Down, 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 I go.
You know, I was just wondering, like, what is that, right? What is that? Why is that the thing? I mean, now that he's gone, it's easier. It should be easier. You should be able to move on with your life. But our hearts are sometimes the victim of our brains. Like our minds and our mouths, you know, they say things and do things that our hearts have nothing to do with. And it's like, she's like saying, I should be happy, but all I do is cry. Well, this is happy, but this is sad. And so you got this oxymoron going on internally that you can't figure out what the heck just happened. You got to be internally in sync. You got to listen to your heart, too, just a little bit, or at least you got to talk to your heart, because at the end of the day, when you make that the decision to leave him or her, you got to make sure your heart can handle it. All she does is cry. I mean, is that happiness? Was it really worth it to break up with this person? And now all you're doing is crying, like she said. Cool. Man. I'm telling you, it's kind of crazy. God.
Come out tonight. God bless
All right, guys. Well, I am done, and my brother is here, my little big brother. Let me see if I got to turn his mic on. I don't know.
Yes.
Are you there, Don?
Yes, I'm here. What's going on?
All right, man. I am good, man. Blessed and highly favored, man. And it's up to you, bro. You want to close it out this evening? Because it's been a two, I've been almost 2 hours for me. And so I'd love for you to. Yeah, baby. And so check it out, man. So your show is coming on tonight. So I'd like for you to give them like a preview of what it's going to be like tonight at Don Fleming's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time show. So without any further ado, here's my brother, Don Fleming.
Well, hey, guys, we got about another 18 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. We got a little block, I guess a little bit of preview of what I'll probably be playing tonight. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Wardell's show. So, it's been a crazy Thursday, you know, politically. You know, the Supreme Court did what they did again. So that's the problem of having a 6-3 majority. But I'm not tripping. But anyway, again, I want to thank you for tuning in, and make sure you tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Throwback Thursday Night. It's what you have as far as yours truly and Wardell Potts Jr. Until then, you guys have a great rest of the afternoon. I will see you guys tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys keep it locked. Well, keep it locked right here before we go. Solar Records Radio.
impression
Hey, guys, want to remind you, yes, it is Throwback Thursday night tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so make sure you tune in 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wardell Potts Jr., I'm Don Fleming. We'll see you guys later on tonight. Have a great rest of your afternoon. Closing out, Little Trouble Man, Marvin Gaye. You guys have a good one.
I didn't make it true, playing by the rules. I come apart, baby, but now I'm fine. I'm checking trouble, sugar, moving down the line. I come apart, baby, but that's okay. Cause trouble man, don't get in my way. I come apart, baby. I've been for real. Keep moving, gonna go to town. I come apart, I come up, get down. There's only three things that you show. Taxes, debt, and trouble. Oh, this I know, baby. This I know, sure. Yeah, hang on, let it sweat me, baby.